It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, and welcome to Speak Out 2.0. It's a Thursday, October 13th. Aren't you glad it's not Friday the 13th? Yeah. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce. And in a moment, we'll get to our guests, but a couple things to tell you about. We're going to give away some tickets to the gun show and knife show in Kingman today, so be listening and call in if you want to win and go. Let's tell you about tonight, Thursday night football, and we have the Washington Redskins Commanders taking on the Chicago Bears at 4:30, and that's on our sister station KNTR Sports 94.3 and 100.5. And then tomorrow night, we on our AM station only 980 in Havasu, we cover the Havasu Fighting Knights taking on Gila Ridge Hawks. That's a 6:45 pregame show. And then on Saturday, we have Alabama and Texas at noon, UCLA and Utah at 4:30. We'll tell you the rest of the sports as we get through, maybe tomorrow. Speak out each and every day. Oh, let me tell you a couple things going on. Tonight, in the Golden Valley Training Center, there is a presentation for Proposition 310 for the fire districts. And you can listen to that at 6 o'clock at the fire district. It'll be presented by the Arizona Fire Districts Association President, President Chief Moore. And if you have questions, you can call the chief at 928-758-3971. Then tonight, it's the big block mixer. It's almost two blocks. It's out in the valley. Here, Mojave Valley, Credit Union, they just changed their names, Polly's Chiropractic, there's a vet in there, Medi's offices are in there, Hospice of Havasu has offices in there. 5:30 tonight kicks off. If you have questions, call the chamber, 928-754-4121. And I have it from a reliable source that the new Southern Made Donuts and Pizza will be there, giving away pizza and donuts. Yeah, how cool is that? Now, tomorrow night at Laughlin Ranch, this is a Garth Brooks tribute, okay? Now, I was told earlier in the week it was the Garth Brooks, and at $150 a ticket, I thought it was, but it's not. It's a tribute. Tomorrow night at Laughlin Ranch, call 928-754-1243. Each and every day, we're brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and lunch. Downstairs, you're going to find three restaurants with an ice cream store in the corner. Upstairs, a thrift shop and the Watchman, sports items to famous shoes, sunglasses to Rue 21, and five businesses on the front of the mall facing Casino Drive. Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond, remodeling kitchens and baths on the Colorado River since 2005. Yeah. A new custom floor, new cabinets, new countertops can all be yours. They do homes, mobile homes, even commercial buildings. And everyone likes a new, beautiful, modern, functioning bathroom or kitchen. Okay? So go see the showroom or call them at 928-788-1000. We're also brought to you by TWA Communications. Their service area is growing. Yes, they're working up behind Maverick right now. Yeah. If you take the next step, you go to TWNcom.com/Mojave, and you can sign up, and they'll email you when they're coming to your neighborhood. You can also call 888-227-2095. You can also stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road behind Glam RN. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy lunch, healthy breakfast, healthy dinners. If you haven't tried them yet, you need to. All right, now into the studio. This is Gary Lewis and the Playboys, believe it or not. Maybe not. Maybe it's the wrong CD. Oh, okay, there we go. That's not Gary Lewis and the Playboys. I don't know what happened here. Welcome to the program, Angie Johnson, who is the Public Works Director for the City of Bullhead City. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah? How's the world in public works?
Very, very busy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And, I got to look at this CD because it's not the right one, apparently. Oh, nope. You cover what areas in the city?
I have the Parks Department, Roads Department, Building Facilities, Fleet, and Fuel Facilities.
Oh, okay. Which is quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what's the main issue that you get from the public? What do they call you about, or email you about, or text you about, or whine about?
when we have storm events, not getting to places quickly.
Quick enough?
Yep.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we just are out doing our job, and we don't get phone calls and get told where they're at.
That's part of the problem, huh? You could use people to call politely and say, hey, I live on this street, and this has happened here.
Yes.
Without ragging, saying, why aren't you here? Well, because they're somewhere else working, and they're not aware of that in your neighborhood. In my neighborhood, I used to, when Ryan worked for the city, and he'd give me a cell phone one time, and he still works for the city, but he did roads, and I would text him and go, hey, send somebody up here to our neighborhood and sweep the streets, you know. He'd text me back, we'll get there, you know. But it is hard to cover all the streets after a storm.
It is, and it's so far. I mean, streets are all over town. I mean, we concentrate on the areas that we know about right away, but there's areas that we don't even know that it rained
right.
Sometimes.
And that's the funny part, too. You don't know how a storm goes through Bullhead City. It doesn't hit the whole town,
right.
You know. And but one of the things I wanted to talk about today, too. Oh, well, first of all, I wanted to say, are you guys done with the storm? Have you cleaned everything up by now?
We're still sweeping areas in town. For the most part, we are done. Some of reshouldering in some areas also.
Okay. And now, Raymar Road, you're putting in curbs to help curtail the water.
Yes.
Yeah. Get it going down the street instead of in people's yards and tearing out their driveways and everything else.
Yes.
Are you going to take it all the way down to 95?
Yes, eventually. Right now, we're concentrating on Raymar and Telk area. And then also the streets to the north of the washes that come to Raymar on the north side.
Which is quite a few.
It is. I believe like last year we did about 7,000 feet of curb and gutter, and it'll be about the same again this year.
Okay.
And hoping next year's budget will get approved that we can keep doing this because right now I know that I've saved about a month's worth of time with my staff just with even the nuisance rains.
Right.
And Raymar used to be 2-foot drop-offs every time it rained.
I know. It wasn't developed properly in the beginning. So, and you're finding that a lot. You're cleaning up stuff from somebody 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is, I guess that's part of the business, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you are also in the center of this roundabout controversy. People are talking their roundabout there. For the location, for the listeners, it's Baseline and Raymar Road and
Train,
where they all come together.
Mm-hmm.
It's a five-point intersection with a little deli there.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's been enough crashes there that they're looking at a roundabout.
They're looking at it, and it's right now it's just strictly concept drawings.
Okay.
Really going through the study, public outreach. If it would ever happen, that whole intersection would be designed for trucks to drive through, you know, major semis. Also, it probably regrading the entire intersection and a lot of public outreach to the public.
Right. So And it's a, I think it's had $1 million project, right?
Yes.
Well, you don't have that extra million laying around right now, so it's not like you guys are going to start that in November or something.
No.
Yeah. So it, if it happens, it's a year or two away?
Exactly.
Okay. So if it happens.
If it happens.
So nobody panic out there and think that it's going to be here in the next 20 minutes because it doesn't work that way. But people do, you know, they'll panic and go, oh, gosh, I saw the picture in the paper, and I don't want that. I drive by there once a year, you know, and that does happen. So Raymar, you're going to take down to what intersection, or do you know?
Raymar for the curb and gutter will be just to Highway 95.
Yeah.
And then we'll tie into the curb and gutter on the east end up by the RV park.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
So that's all going to be this year?
That's my hopes.
Okay.
That's my hopes if funding allows.
And last year, didn't you get a little extra funding because tax money was rolling in and you were given more money to do more slurry work and stuff?
We not necessarily got more tax money because, like, our flood control money is flood control from the county. Our HERF funding, yes, I believe we got a little bit more funding, more in the slurry budget. And then, like, last year, we had two projects that we were not going to be able to get done that we were able to actually come in and do total reconstruction of, I believe, 7 different streets within the city.
A little earlier than planned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, and those streets were picked strictly that we knew the water company would be coming in, digging them up to put bigger size water lines in and stuff like that. We took the worst street that we could do that made the most sense to do at the time.
Speaking of that.
Yes.
Up on Cali de Mercado, I believe they're going to be building some apartments there. And they've trenched the street in like 6 different areas. And I was texting Mark Clark because I thought maybe it was him. And he said, it's not us. He goes, we would do it right. And I go, it's the shoddiest job that I've ever seen.
Our engineering department right now is actually working with the contractor. We've told them they need to fix it.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah, because I don't drive that, but if I did, I would have been calling 2 weeks ago. But it looks like a 5 or 6 6-year-olds got together and put down blacktop on, in these holes. So it needs a little bit of work. I did get a complaint from a listener who said that they go to into Balboa on Rotary Park, and their boat always hits the trees.
Staff is working on cutting those.
Get them up a little higher?
Yep.
Okay, that's good. Well, yep. I will tell that listener that, so they can relax. All right, let's take our first break. If you have questions, 702-298-1063, you can give us a call. And Angie will ask your questions, answer them for you. We're here till 11 o'clock. Paul LaVoy is up next from Lake Havasu City, and it's got sound advice with Brian Springberg today. Tomorrow on this program, we're going to have the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce in.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is looking to hire a speech-language pathologist, physical therapist, and a certified occupational therapy assistant. You'll provide in-house therapy focusing on patients with low productivity. And you're guaranteed 30 hours per week with great benefits, including a matching 401k. Call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City today at 928-763-1404 or apply online at thelegacyrehab.com. That's thelegacyrehab.com.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 from 72. It's Chicago. And a couple things to tell you about. Sign-ups for the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary are taking place this Saturday at the library at 2 o'clock. If you think next summer you want to volunteer and help the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, go sign up this Saturday at 2 o'clock. CASA Council has a charity golf tournament at El Rio Golf Club. It kicks off at 8 a.m. Saturday. And you can go to casasupport.org if you have questions or want to participate. Mojave Accelerated Learning Center does their annual market, bike show, and car show this Saturday. It's so cool because the kindergartners get to judge the cars and the bikes. And Casey Mulligan, who's the superintendent, is a very cool guy. He says to all the participants, go ahead and bribe the judges, you know. So these kindergartens get more candy and cookies and stuff that day, cupcakes and everything else that day, you know, so they can pick the best car. So questions, if you want to participate, 928-704-9345. And then there is the Community Risk Reduction Safety Fair at the Anderson Fieldhouse from 10 o'clock until 1, a great place to take your children. A lot of different booths and great information. And it's sponsored by the Bullhead City Fire Department. That is Saturday from 10 to 1. Questions, call BCFD 758-3971. All right. Each and every hour, we're brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative and TWN. They're working together to bring you fast, reliable internet, digital phone, and TV streaming service. My wife streams all the time. Yeah, she loves it. Okay, well, that's her thing. And all you need to do is pre-register at twncom.com/Mojave. And they'll email you and tell you when they're coming to your neighborhood. You can also call 888-227-2095. You can also stop by their offices of TWN on Silver Creek Road behind Glamour Inn. You can also stop by the offices of MEC on Hancock Road. They'll help you there, too. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, up roll-off bins and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside pickup, Bulldog Disposal and Recycling. Go to bulldogdisposal.com or call 928-753-6786. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, it's burger, fries, and pie time. That's right. 5 burgers for me to choose from. Then you add cheese, you add bacon, you get the fries, and then you pick your favorite piece of pie. You know, chocolate, pumpkin, whatever you want. Banana cream, that's my favorite. If you like burgers, head to Perkins now. Plus, they have over 100 choices of Coke product. I didn't know Coke had 100 products until I wrote that commercial. Yeah. It's the perfect end to the summer at Perkins. And tomorrow, it's Fish Friday, all you can eat. Walker Service Electric, the Walker Electricians team are all over Mojave County, Kingman, Havasu, Bullhead, all the areas in between. They take care of homes, apartments, condos, mobiles, and any size business. They're building Fire Station 2. They're building Jimmy John's. If you need an electrician, call one number, and they're available 24/7. 928-718-9444. And, you know, I say they're available 24 hours in case you have an emergency on the weekends. But a few weeks ago, we had an emergency that lasted a lot longer than the weekend.
Yes, it did.
And the public doesn't realize behind the scenes. They don't realize that Brian Williamson thought years ago when he was the emergency services director, let's put a generator at Sunrise Elementary School. It's high enough and people can get to it. And that became the cooling station. Jeff Tipton, our human services director, and Toby Cotter, our city manager, were both there and got a pallet of water delivered. Some people step up to the microphone during a city council meeting and scream and holler because they're not aware of these things. What was your role during that emergency?
Making sure the generators were having fuel, clearing roads, making sure the roads were safe, working with PD on opening parkway, closing it, many, many things behind the scenes, cleaning the parks, batteries for vehicles, batteries for generators, making sure that our city facilities were functioning when we did have electricity.
I know that I pulled into my neighborhood and a neighbor's tree had fallen, and they were just up there cutting it off and getting it out of the road, you know. And I was like, well, technically it's that neighbor's responsibility, but the city needed to get the road open.
Yes.
And you probably did that in a lot of places, picked up awnings, picked up, you know, trampolines or whatever, and because you got to get them out of the way and get the roads open. And you don't worry about who's it belonged to and we're going to charge them because we did it. You just do it.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. That's a different take on things. Some people are going to say, well, you should have charged them for that, you know, but you don't have time to stop and charge everybody. You just got to clean it up and keep moving, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what I saw anyways. the Nature Center, you put a road in.
Yes, we did.
And is it done yet?
It was opened on Tuesday.
Oh, did Toby cut a ribbon?
No, we didn't cut
a
ribbon.
Oh, okay. You skipped that opportunity, huh?
Yes.
So now you don't have to drive on the dirt. You drive on a paved road when you go in there.
Yes, we put 6 inches of millings down, and we put 2 lifts of slurry coat that where we go through neighborhoods all over the city all year.
Right.
It's just kind of like the Silver Creek to the east of town and also like Rio Rancho. So it's actually slurry. It's not actual pavement.
Right. But you don't know it when you drive on it.
No.
Yeah. And that's a major improvement for that area.
Yes,
it
is.
Was that yours in your budget?
Yes. It was the millings that were taken off the city streets. We put them onto the Nature Center Road.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
What about grants for the roads? I mean, Eddie is Mr. Grant Man. Is he? Because I know that they tried to get $12 million for the parkway, and they didn't get it. Do you see that coming?
Hopefully one day.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And will that be the city doing it, or will it go out to a subcontractor?
The city would actually work with the design, but we would hire a contractor. That's a major, major project.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you hired a contractor, I believe, to build the restroom at Community Park.
Yes.
For the commercial launch ramp.
That's actually for the new splash pad and playground area. There's 3 restrooms, and they're unisex, and there's also a mechanical room that will where all the bells and whistles for the splash
for the
pad
splash
will be.
Yep. Okay. All right. So the city's building that, or is it subcontractor?
A subcontractor's. Precise Builders is doing that project.
Okay.
Yep.
What's the price tag on that building? And I'm asking for, you don't know, okay. I'm asking for a reason because our Kiwanis Club has kicked around building a bathroom by the splash pad in Kinfovark Park. Mm-hmm. because if there's some little kid in the splash pad and they have to go potty, they got to run all the way around the pool, halfway down past the pool, and find the little boys and girls room. And we thought, yeah, you know, maybe we just build one there. It would be, but Dave Heath gave me a price of $300,000, and I went, whoa, I don't think we'll be doing that.
That's close to that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't remember the exact cost of this one.
Build a house for $300,000. So do you work with Eddie and say, I could use a grant for this, for this, for this, for this?
Between Dave and myself, we work with Eddie quite a bit. He's also just researching and finding grants and if we're interested in applying for them. So
he'll come to you sometimes,
yep,
and say, hey, I got this grant. Maybe it'll work for this for you. And mm-hmm, should I apply for it? And you guys go, yes, we want the money.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's take another break. If you want to go to the gun show, give me a call, 702-298-1063. Call now.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf Club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
Mediana Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mediana Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins in Bullhead City. The Breakfast Burger, Classic Hamburger, Barbecue Tangler Burger, Smokehouse Bacon Double Cheeseburger, and Classic Cheeseburger, all with fries and pie. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. Pick your burger, cook the way you like it, with fries, and pick your perfect slice of pie. Now, add your favorite Coca-Cola. You walk out stuffed. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles. On translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Hey, Jeff Dunham is coming to the Harrah's Outdoor Amphitheater on the 15th also, 8 o'clock. If you want tickets, call Harrah's, 702-298-4600. The 5th Annual Block Party, we've already talked about that. That's tonight, yeah, in Mojave Valley. And questions, call the Chamber. Each and every day, we're brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you want to enter the world of healthcare, Legacy Rehab and Care Center will help you, train you, and pay you to become a certified nursing assistant through MCC. Yes, Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, or if you know somebody who would like to become a certified nursing assistant, call 928-763-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Be Fairman Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in pools, home or commercial, experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. It does it all. Fairman Services uses products that are safe for your children and your pets and your customers. Alarm systems, pools, pest solutions, call Fairman Services at 1-900-958-7585-5499. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, vacation home, maybe you want a pool, maybe you want an add-on, maybe you just want to remodel, you know. Well, you call the founder and CEO, Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You go in, you sit down at his big desk, and you start filling out a couple of sheets of paper for a loan. And then you look up, and he's disappeared. There's no doors or windows. His chair's a dumbwaiter. It goes down into his vault, size of the Pentagon. And he gets your money, puts it on a silver platter, brings it up and hands it to you. Call him up. Get some of Chad's money. 928-288-2691. All right, back in the studio with Angie Johnson, the Public Works Director for Bullhead City. And recently you guys did something majorly different. You put in fake grass at Community Park out in front of the big Ramada.
Yes, we did.
What was the purpose for that versus the grass that had been there 300 years?
One thing is water was not available. We'd had to redo all the water lines.
Okay.
And just to get it to grow quickly for events for this winter, it just would never have happened. So we talked about putting in the fake grass, and we had it done within less than a week and a half.
Yeah.
Yes.
It went down fast.
Yes.
It looks great.
Mm-hmm.
How did it survive Oktoberfest?
It did very well.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
The north end is kind of dirt. Are you going to bring that grass around at some point in time?
We're going to put some DG in that area.
What's DG?
Decomposed granite.
Okay.
So it's just that fine dirt. It doesn't blow.
Okay.
You know, it's less dusty. And then also take that steel Ramada and bring it down to the river. And then we'll put grass, like, right alongside the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of the plan anyways.
Okay.
Yep. And hopefully I'll have that done here in the next couple months.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You have a lot of big plans.
I do.
How many times do you get thrown out of Toby's office when you go, I got an idea? And because most of your ideas come when they need money, right?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. So when you walk in there and go, I got an idea, Toby. He's like, oh. Yeah. But I'm sure he listens to them.
Yes.
You know, and then goes, what are you smoking? What are you thinking? We don't have money for this. But what do you see happening in the next year's budget, which is not that far away?
It's too close to even think about yet. I'm guessing we'll still have more money in the community park budget to keep expanding that park. We're really concentrating from north to south right now.
Right.
Also, you know, our slurry program, everything, hopefully will stay the same. Our capital improvement projects that we have on the books, hopefully they'll get to move forward next year.
Are you looking at something, when you talk about community park, are you looking at something like Davis Camp, where they have, you can't get down to the water with your vehicle, but they have like railroad ties or something behind all the benches and tables? Are you looking like something like that? Are you adding more tables down there?
Eventually, we are going to be putting out for advertisement here soon to actually hire a park landscape architect to help us to the final phases of getting a river walk along community park, probably, you know, more parking, or you make it parking with maybe curb and gutter and stuff like that. But there's a lot to take into consideration.
Right.
Adding restrooms. There is one for in this budget this year. I just know the design and that stuff will not get done. It'll probably be construction next year.
Okay. So that money just gets moved into the next year's budget. And that's just because everybody that is in the world of design is busy.
Yes, they are.
You just can't call them up and say, can I get some plans for this?
Yeah. No.
So someone texted me here and they said, ask about community park. But I think we kind of did that, right?
Yes.
Okay. On the riverside, which eventually, I mean, I know Toby has big dreams of seeing, you know, hotels and restaurants, and then we get that boat. I don't know, what's the last, have you heard on that, when that ship comes over?
As soon as their new boat shows up and gets put in the river, ours will, that one will come on land, and then we've probably got a month, 2 months of actual construction to get it permanently put in place.
Okay. Yeah, because I think the motors have to be taken out and tanks and all
yep.
that.
Yeah, and I've got one more deck to build. I got to bring the parking lot to it. I've got to deal with ADA, and I've all kinds of stuff. I've got the plans ready. I just am waiting for the boat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And then, like you said, a couple months to make it all happen.
Yes. Water, sewer, everything's there, but just to get it into the boat and air conditioning and all that, I mean, that's all ready. I just, whenever it gets here.
Okay, good. Well, at least you're prepared, because mm-hmm. that's a ways to bring power and electricity and sewer
yes.
and water.
Yep.
Yeah. From where? Did that come from the highway?
No, the sewer is actually in the park already, kind of where you pay in the summer.
Okay.
There's a manhole right there. We do have to do, like, a small little lift station. It'll be a temporary thing until we actually build our first restroom in the park, because it's too low that we can't just get it to
right.
flow. We're going to actually have to pump it uphill.
Wow.
Water was maybe 100 feet away, so we have the line to the location or area. And power was already under the ground because there was a well site there at one time. So we're going to reuse the conduits that's there.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Is this an exciting job for you when you see projects done?
I love my job.
Well, because I can imagine, you know, when you, like the grass at Community Park, you go down there and you look at it and you go, wow.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you can be a little kid sometimes and go, oh, I love it, I love it, I love it.
I sat on the grass and laid on it after it was done because I'm like, I got to do this.
Yeah. And when it survived Oktoberfest, you would have thought, okay, this is going to work.
Yes.
Because Oktoberfest was busy, and they have kid zones out there and
yep.
water slides and everything.
And it wasn't muddy for the kids.
Yeah.
No.
And we thought, the committee that put it on, the ambassadors, thought that it would be muddy mm-hmm. had it been grass. Because
mm-hmm.
we talked about trying to get some carpet and put in front of the water slides.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go beg for carpet from somebody. But the gutters, are you, when you put in gutters, that's grant money from flood control, right?
Yes, it's flood control money that's actually from the taxpayers. That's because the city doesn't have city property tax.
Right.
But there is flood control tax. So the county divvies that out to all of our little cities and stuff like that, and we get a percentage of it, and that is only for flood control. So you can put curb and gutter in, flood cleanup. It's strictly for flood money.
A lot of our trenches or flood control areas are dirt and have a lot of overgrowth of weeds and stuff. Are you guys responsible for all that?
We are, and sometimes taking that out is not a good idea either, because the trees and stuff like that actually stabilize the dirt. Once you disturb that and it rains, that dirt is going to just come right down the wash.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Oh, see, that's a good point. I didn't know that. I had no idea. How is our tank? Well, you're not supposed to call it a tank. It's a what?
Howitzer.
How's our howitzer doing?
I believe it's getting painted. When it's coming, I don't know.
Okay.
I am ready for it when it shows up.
Oh, okay. So
yeah.
It's not even in Bullhead yet?
No.
Okay.
No.
So it's being painted in Phoenix?
Yes.
What color?
I don't
know. It's October, so it should be pink, right?
I don't know what color it was. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. But you're ready when it comes here.
Yes. We totally revamped that park for right now just because of the WISP and monuments and stuff that were there.
Right.
We've delicately taken them down, and we will put them back up when we're done.
Okay, because you got to get that through there.
Yes.
And that's huge.
Yes. Like 25 ton, something
and
like that.
You have to have a crane there to take it off. And
A&G Towing is actually donating to haul it and unload it.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Yeah. But then how are you going to get it off of his truck onto the ground?
He has some other, I can't remember what it's called, but he'll be able to take it off of his.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yep.
Maybe it lifts up or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure there'll be lots of pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Videos.
Yeah, when it happens, yeah.
Yes.
What's your projection, or do you have one?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a date yet.
Okay. If someone's listening and knows, they can text me that information. That would be great. You know, because I know that some people know, are in the know, And one guy's already texted me. Yeah. So, let's see. I'm looking at my list here. Stop signs in our community.
Yes.
It looks like at one point in time the word stop was painted on some roads, and you can't even hardly see it anymore. Is that going to be, is that on your list for repair and replacing and adding more?
We'll be going back and refreshing them. Unless we're slurring, then we'll do them after the fact.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I think that's helped a lot.
And the ones with blinking red lights, are you finding, working with the PD, that it's working? They're not getting crashes?
I guess I haven't asked PD, but me personally driving at nighttime, I mean, at least you know there's an intersection
there. Oh, yeah.
There. I guess I haven't asked PD if they've had any crashes in those areas or close calls.
Okay. That's a question for Eddie Espinoza.
There you go.
Yeah. He's the head of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got his motorcycle license. He's probably thrilled. He's supposed to come in here next week because he teaches domestic violence at the academy, and this is also Domestic Violence Month, so he's going to come in next week and talk about domestic violence. I'll tell him to call you and talk about those intersections. Are you thinking you're going to see more blinking red lights?
Where they're needed.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the one, you know, the one on North Oatman, the two actually on North Oatman.
Right.
And even over by Walmart where we added, I feel it's made a difference.
Good.
And you actually know there's an intersection there or a stop sign, because you blow through them if you don't know they're there.
I watched a guy right after the storms when they had stop signs up at Silver Creek in the Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm just coming up, I'm not even there yet, but I could see this guy blow through it. And I went, dude, there's stop signs in the middle of the street. How did you miss that? And he... Luckily, he didn't hit anybody, but he blew right through it. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Vegas 2 days ago, saw a guy blow a red light, and the cars making a left-hand turn had to stop because they knew he was coming. And I was just like, wow, that is so risky. So risky. How's the commercial boat ramp working out?
Very well.
Yeah?
Yes.
I know that was a brainstorm of Toby, and I know that some of the commercial renters weren't in favor of it, but now some of them don't have to get on the highway at all. They can come down the side streets and go and launch boats.
Exactly.
And they don't have anybody, no public in their way.
No.
So it should be working fine.
Less commercial, you know, you don't have that commercial boat ramp people, you know, in the community park in the summer, which I noticed a big difference.
Right.
And, I mean, they have their own space, and they don't have to worry about anybody else but themselves.
I got to tell you, I went down with somebody, and we counted cars one Saturday when they insisted there was 11,000 cars in there, and there was less than 9. But anyways, we counted cars. I counted boat trailers, and I counted how many, if there was a trailer with, like, 2 skis on it, I counted 2. And I counted 110 slots on trailers for personal watercraft. We're finding that a lot of people from out of state are bringing their own with them, huh?
Yes.
And then they can launch them right there. They don't have to worry about the commercial people.
Yes.
And they can beach it right there in front of there. And it's funny, when you drive that road on a Saturday south of the Chamber of Commerce, you can't see the water.
Mm-mm.
It's easy up after easy up after easy up after easy up, you know. And this person I was with said, these people are all double parked. I said, that's all one family. You know, it's not like they double parked behind somebody they didn't know. Mm-hmm. I said, that's, you know, and you don't know how many easy ups that family has. And but that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And it's working well.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, let's take another break. We have to do that. It's 10 till. Paul LaVoy's up next. If you want to go to the gun show for free, call me right now, 702-298-1063. Take your call and send you up there with a ticket for free. Actually, I got 2 tickets, so a pair of you can go.
Over by the window.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
Mountain View Homes, established in 1987 in Fort Mojave, Arizona. Glenn builds custom homes, tract homes, on your lot, or he can assist you in finding a lot. Mountain View Homes is your one stop. Glenn has over 100 plans for you to look at, or meet with his draftsmen and design your dream home. Glenn has a model home available for you to see his quality workmanship. Call today. Sitting down and talking is free. 928-768-7253. 928-768-7253.
Is it hard to budget your electric bill? Mojave Electric can help with their budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, call 928-763-1100 or visit mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara with East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years' experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 100185.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, 7 minutes before 11 o'clock. And Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Course. Let me tell you, it's not the real Garth Brooks. It's going to be a tribute to Garth Brooks there tomorrow night. Yes. Tickets are $150 for VIP. General admission is $50. You go to their Facebook page to buy your tickets, or you can stop by the grill at Laughlin Ranch and buy tickets there. Arizona Cover Solutions. Summer temperatures are here. They're cooling off. We're not over 100 anymore. Well, your AC and your swamper are going to make it through the rest of the season? Well, in Bullhead City and Needles, people pick up the phone and they call Arizona Cover Solutions. Let them service your comfort tools. Your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler. Then they'll come back in a few months and do your furnace, heater, and heat pumps for that thing called chilly weather. Yeah. Arizona Cover Solutions, call them at one number, 928-758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center presenting a free lunch and learn for the ladies. Yeah. Tuesday, the 18th, that's next Tuesday, 11:30 at the Anderson Field House. Ladies, you're going to learn about hormones. You're going to learn about women's health from Dr. Philip Bassa. And reserve your seat today. You have to call a special number, 928-763-0282. And plan on learning a lot from him and getting a free lunch. East West Financial Services, are you thinking about retirement planning? Well, talk to the expert that does that. You know, he can go over your money, how much you have, how much you want. And he protects your initial investment, so you can't ask for better than that. He's been doing this for 30 years, 20 years right here in Mojave County with offices in Kingman and Bullhead City. Call 928-888-9828. And Jack Mafara will sit down with you for free and talk about retirement planning. That's the best part. It's free. All right, we got about 5 minutes left with Angie here. And you mentioned, well, I heard during one of the meetings where they're going to put a physical training area in at Rotary Park.
Yes, we are.
Whereabouts is that? Put that microphone right up on your mouth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There you go.
It's by the boat launch in Rotary Park.
Okay.
There's a grassy area right along the river by the parking lot, and there's a little playground, so right in that area.
Oh, okay.
And we will be doing some type of groundbreaking ceremony within the next couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's coming up quick.
Yes. I don't know the date. We're going to be discussing it this afternoon.
How is the RC track? Because I know we had one person come into every city hall council meeting wanting an RC track. And I know at the last meeting he was talking about there's a new store in town that sells RC cars. And how is that track? That's already done, isn't it?
It was done. Their group actually knocked down all the stuff, and they're going to redo the track, the group, I believe.
Oh.
My staff will be building. It's like a mezzanine, but it'll be a driver's stand. It's 8 feet up in the air, 10 feet wide, 20 feet long, and stairs to go up.
Wow. So you can stand up there and move your car all over.
Yes.
How cool.
Yes. And my staff will start installing that in the next week or two also,
couple
weeks. Well, within the 30 days, it'll be done.
Jeepers. You got a lot on your calendar right now.
I do. That's just a little bit.
Yeah, and you got to keep track of all these things.
Yes.
That's a big project right there.
Yes.
Okay. And a pump track. Let me see. I texted Bo to see if he got... No, he didn't get back with me yet. What are you hearing about a pump track?
It's a pump track. I believe you don't really have to pedal. I mean, you got to get going, and then I believe it's just bumps and dips and stuff that, like, keeps you moving, I guess.
Because when they open up the existing bike area,
mm-hmm.
which is different than the skate area,
mm-hmm.
Bo showed up on a bicycle,
mm-hmm.
you know, and wanted to show everybody how it works.
Yes.
And was like a kid out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a kid already, but he was like a 10-year-old out there riding around on his bike. So a pump track means you can get enough speed up and down hills to just keep moving.
Yes.
Okay, kind of like a roller coaster.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we should hopefully start seeing construction in the next couple months for
that. Will that be connected to that current bike area?
There will be a crosswalk between, because it's actually getting built on the north side of Balboa, so it won't be with the skate park. So it'll be kind of separate, but there will be a crosswalk on the road.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. After you trim the trees.
After we trim the trees.
I have nothing else on my list to talk about. We got a minute and a half.
We just started construction at Gary Keith Park for the new parking lot. I'm sure you've seen McCormick and stuff out there. I know the public's wondering, are they going to be out there during Cornfest? And McCormick will be out of there, the equipment will be gone, and that event will go without construction.
Okay. And then there's a new bathroom there, isn't there?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Coming?
Someday soon.
And then there's going to be a road all the way around it?
Yes.
And that's what you're talking about with
the road, and there's a big parking lot, and that's what McCormick, we bid the project out. McCormick Construction got the job. So
okay. They'll
be out there the next couple months and finishing that project
up. So that'll be done by the end of the year?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yep.
Okay.
And then just wanted to let everybody, the public, know that we're slurrying. Slurry started about 3 weeks ago. We're on the north end of town right now. Our slurry trucks are in desert...
Foothills?
Desert trails or desert... It's on the north side of 68, that little subdivision.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we're going to Punta Vista, and then our crack seal team is actually down on the south end of town in Arroyo Vista Estates.
Okay.
So watch for flyers, because we'll be coming to your neighborhood sometime this winter.
Yeah, because you might need people to not drive on the roads for a few days.
It's a day. We usually open the road back up about 5 o'clock every day.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.